התחיל יעקב בארץ מצרים 17 שנה. פורשים סי סתם, זה גמטריה, ויחי, is 34. 17 and 17 is 34. Yaakov had twice 17. He had a 17 till Yosef was sold. And he had the last 17 years, ויחי בארץ מצרים 17 שנות. So for sure, Yaakov had a lot of parts of his life. But the twice in his life, that his life was Vayechi, Kilo, without the Tzores, you know, when Yosef was born, he said to Lavan, I could leave. Bes Yosef Eish, Bes Yaakov Lehova, till Yosef was sold. And then he had 17 years in Mitzrayim. So, Vayechi, the time that Yaakov had a Vayechi, the 17 years. ויקרבו ימי ישראל למוס, ויקרא לבנוי ליוסף, ויאמר אם לא מצא שיחיים בעיניך, שינו יותך תחס יריחי, ועשיסי מחסד ואמס, אל נא תקברני במצרים. ושכבתי עם אבויסי, ויאמר אנוכי אעשה כדבריך, ויאמר ישוב עלי, וישוב עלי. אז חזר תלוס פשט, ויקרא לבנוי ליוסף ויאמר לו אם לא מוצא שיחיים בעיניך שים נויות חותך אס יריחי. What is שים נויות חותך אס יריחי? שבוע, רשי says תח אס יריחי is to hold the mila, זה דין שבוע בנקיטס חיפץ. So the חיפץ that they had was the real חיפץ of mitzvah, was mila. So hold on to my mila and make a שבוע. So Yosef answers, Anoichi yeseh ki dvorecho. Tate, I will do it. Ve'yem ha'yishav ali. Ve'yishav ali. So bepshat, Rashi doesn't touch it. Rashi lets these psukim to go through. But bepshat, is a ore gdoilo bepshat, all the meforshim shtel. Yaakov called Yosef and he told him, make a shvua. Yosef said, I will do what you told me to do. I don't need a shvur. Vayomer yishav ali. No, I asked for a shvur. Vayishav ali. If we don't learn simla tachat yareich, it doesn't mean a shvur. So he told him, please do it. He said, I will do it. Okay, so please swear. But if we learn like Rashi explained, simla yotchot tachat yareich, he asked to make a shvur. So Yosef answered, I will do it. So the father said, no, do a shvur. So he said, I will do a shvur. So there's a lot of mefoshim to try to explain what was the masur matan Yaakov with Yosef. Some the Mishnah Melech, some sforim Baal Adrush. We have to almost speak about the Mishnah Melech, the Parshas Drochim, because we own for the Chayv Elavim and Esa. But here he has a shtikul teret that the machlekes Yosef and Achim, the whole way he learns Chumash Bereishis, that the shaila was if the Bnei Yaakov had a din of Yisrael or had a din of Akum. Yosef was holding that he had a din of Yisrael. Mainly he was tining the din of Gidanoshe. And this was the machlekes Yosef and the Achim. So Yosef didn't want really to touch the mokim ha-shvur of his father. He held that it's kibudav, he's not allowed to. It's isur lichoy tzimoviv. Yosef didn't want to hold on to it. And Mainly he said, I will do what you told me, but without a shvur. So I said, okay, chodsh do a shvur, without the kitas chayfetz. So Yosef made a shvur. So one way they learn pshat. Another way they mefoshim learn pshat, the ponim yofo is, that Yosef told them, while I hold from kibudav, I will do it anyways. If you told me to do it, I have to do it anyway, it's kibudav. So there's no point to make a shvur. I hold that I'm mechuyev in kibudav. B'meile, I will do it anyways. Yaakov said, yeah, but I need you to make a shvur, not for yourself, for Paroi. Chazal say later that Paroi told him, you know, you can't go. told him, but I made a shvuah to my father. He said, okay, so make a Torah Nadorim. So he said, okay, so I'll make a Torah Nadorim that I made a shvuah, not to say that you don't know 71 languages. So the mele, the shvuah was not for the listening, it was a purpose for the shvuah b'fnei atzmo, yifalzich. This was some of the Foshim learned. Anyway, the Pasuk says, Vayi achar dvorim ha'ile, vayimer le'yosef, hine avicho choyle. Vayikach es shnei bonov imo es menashe ve es efrayim. Vayagil le'yakev vayimer, hine bincho yosef bo elecho, vayischazek Yisrael vayishev al roish amito. So the Goyen has a remez in the parsha. The Goyen says, Yaakov was sick. Yosef came to visit him. He stood up. He sat on the bed. Why? Because the Gemara says when you visit the Choyle, you take Echod Mishishim from the Choyle. Only if you're the same Bar Mazel. Yosef and Yaakov, Chazal said, the same Bar Mazel. So that one of 60 that became off gave Yaakov the strength to sit on the bed. So the Goyen says, it's Merum is in the Parsha. He may is 60. Vayim al Yaakov. ויגל ליעקב ויאמר הנה בנך יוסף בוא אליך וישחזק ישראל וישב על ראש המיטו המיטו is 59 it's like they're going because one part went away so he had a koyach to sit on the bed so they're going says merum is in the post so ויאמר שני בנך אבוים אליך מצרים עלי אפרים ומנשה קירו ושימו tells them the whole story. Vayomer Yosef el Aviv, Bonayem, Vayomer Yisrael, Roi Ponecho Lefilalti, Vayomer Yosef, Vayomer Yosef, Vayikach Yosef Eshnei Bonot, Vesefraim Beyeminoi, Bismoil Yisrael, Vesmenashe Bismoilo Beyemin Yisrael. He comes with two of his kids, Ephraim is on his left, Ephraim is on his right, Menashe on his left. So he comes over to Yaakov, he has Ephraim on his right, Menashe on his left. Vayishtach Yisroel es yaminoi, Yaakov takes his right hand, and he puts it on Ephraim. And in the left hand, he puts on Menashe. Vayivorech Yisroel, Hamalach HaGoy Eloisim Mikol Ro, we get him. Vayar Yosef, ki his father crossed his hands. So he took his hands to separate them. ויאמר יוסף אל אביו לכן אבי כי זה הבכור שים לו יודך על ראש ויאמר ידעתי בני ידעתי גם הוא יהיה לאום וגם הוא ואולם אוכי והקוטן יגדל ממנו וזר יהיה מלגוי. So everyone, every year when you read his parsha, it's like a mod nazach. Yosef comes with two of his kids to his father, Ephraim and Menashe. His father gives a bracha in a strange way, cross. You saw someone gives a bracha in a cross? It means that there's a purpose. Yaakov decided to take a step and to cross his hands. Yosef tried to move the hands. His father tells him, I know, but I decided that Ephraim goes before Menashe. If Yaakov would put his hands down, Yaakov would tell him, Father, you're mixed up. But Yaakov made a cross. You see that something is wrong here. No, no, if my father, Zogin and Mefoshim, this is the Achon of the vote of the Goyen. The halacha is when a choshev a person goes, the least choshev under him goes on his right, and the least person goes on his left. But if it's only two people, choshev in the middle, number two is on his left. If it's three people, choshev in the middle, number two on his right, less on his left. So when Yosef approaches his father, who has to be on his right hand? Menashe. Who has to be on his left hand? Ephraim. When he will come over to the Tata Yaakov, by Yaakov, how it will be? He stands opposite him. So if I take Ephraim and Menashe in my right hand, because he's number two, and Ephraim in my left hand is number three, and I come to my father, by my father, Menashe will be in the left, and Ephraim will be in his right. Right? So Yosef taught, so if he will do that, when his father will bench, Menashe will get the left hand, and Ephraim will get the right hand. So he switched them before he came over to his father. And he took Ephraim in his right, Menashe in his left. Even that when you read the pasuk, it's mot nezach. Yosef goes, he takes Ephraim in his right, Menashe in his left. And then he yells at his father, why are you putting your right hand on Ephraim? Ephraim is smaller. Yosef, you took them like that. You took Ephraim in your right and Menashe in your left. Vayikach Yosef is Ephraim b'yaminoi. The Teretz says, he wanted, but when they come over to Yaakov, it will be the opposite. When he saw his father is crossing, he thought the father thinks that I didn't switch it. And I took Ephraim in my left and Menashe in my right, because Menashe is the big one. So my father is crossing his hands because he assumes that Menashe is in my right and Ephraim is in my left. So Yaakov is crossing his hands for normal thing. So then Yosef, Tate, I thought about you. I already changed it, and I did wrong. I took Ephraim in my right and Menashe in my left. Then by you it will be straight. So don't cross your hands. So I said, his father, I know that you will do that. I'm one step ahead of you. And this is the reason I'm crossing my hands. You have to understand, Ephraim, Yaakov didn't see good, yeah? Where he said, Kochem no Eli, bench them. So Bemele, Yosef thought that Yaakov doesn't think that he prepared him the opposite. Because normally when a father comes, someone goes in front of him, he takes his big son on his right, the left son on his left. This is the normal way to go over to the father. And here the pasuk is madgish, Vayikach Yosef es Ephraim b'smoile b'yamin Yisrael. It's the whole pasuk. Vayikach Yosef es Ephraim b'yamin b'smoile Yisrael, es Menashe b'smoile b'yamin Yisrael. So b'meile, when his father crossed, he thought his father doesn't know that he did that shtick. Vayoshes yodoy. Vayomer Yosef elo leichenov vizeh abchoy. Yodati bni yodati. I know the cheshbon. The Goyen uses this vote for the end of the parsha. It's a famous vote. We'll just skip a second to the end, then we'll go back. It says when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, Vayal Yosef likber esoviv, Vayal imoyim, Vayal ish laknani, Vayoshov Yosef Mitzrayim mehu ve'echov, וכל האוילים איתו ליקבויר אסאוביב אחרי קוברו אסאוביב נון י"ד ויושב יוסף מצרים מהו ואיכוב וכל האוילים איתו ליקבויר אסאוביב אחרי קוברו אסאוביב. Okay, so you could read the pasuk by the Baddish. ויושב יוסף מצרים who and his brothers, everyone that went to bury his father after they actually did it, but it's a shtickle extra lashon. ויושב יוסף מצרים, הוא ואחיו, וכל ויוסף לקבור אסאוביב, אחרי קבור אסאוביב. For sure after קבור אסאוביב. What do you think? They came back before the קבורה. זוג דה גאון, that when Yaakov, when Avraham Avinu was מאורס המכפלה, when Yitzchok died, they put Yitzchok on the left of Avraham, right? Because we said there's a choshev person, and there's one more choshev person, and there's his left. Now when they bought Yaakov, where did they put Yaakov? They took out Yitzchok, they put him on the right, and they put Yaakov on the left. They made it tonight, Mishas Kvur has to be, yeah? See, the Goyen says, this is the way you read the parasha. Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim Mehu Ve'echo V'chol Ha'olim Moisei Likbar Es Oviv Achrei Kovro Es Oviv Shel Oviv. This is the Goyen says, Pshat. Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim Mehu Ve'echo V'chol Ha'olim Moisei Likbar Es Oviv Achrei Kovro Es Oviv Oviv Shel Oviv. I say the Goyen says it becomes pshat, yeah? We go back to the parash by us. HaMaloch HaGoy Eloisi Mikol Roi Yavorech HaSanaorim V'Yikolo V'Yashmi V'Shem Avoyse Avrom V'Yitzchok V'Yitku L'Roi B'Kerev Ha'oretz. V'Yar Yosef Kiyosh Yisovi Al Yeminoi V'Yemoyen ויבורכם ביום ההוא למויר בכו יבורך ישראל לימור ישימך אלוהיקים כאפריים וכמנשה ויוסם את אפריים לפני מנשה. So it's the famous פסוק ויבורך יוסם לימור בכו יבורך ישראל לימור ישימך אלוהיקים כאפריים וכמנשה הבא לבורך הסבונה ויבורכם בברכוסם ויאמר איש לבנוי ישימך אלוהיקים כאפריים וכמנשה. The shadow, what it means. He gave them a bracha, b'choy yavorech Yisrael leimo yisimcha Elohim ke'efrayim v'chemenashe. What is ke'efrayim v'chemenashe? different pshatim. Some say that it means Ke'efraim v'chemenashe, that I said a Malach HaGoyim. The Broche Be'etzem, something is very strange. They come, he crosses his hands, and he says, Amalach HaGoyim, Yisim Koroi, Baruch Zalori, V'Krim Shoshav, Zav, Zav, Gvil, Rav, Kim, Ha'oretz. Yisim says, no, my father, you have to check. No, we leave it. V'Yivoruch Yisim, V'Yoymer, Bechor, Yisim Choloikim, Ke'efraim v'chemenashe, V'yosim Zifraim v'chemenashe, V'chemenashe. So Be'etzem is two groups of Broches. Amalach HaGoyim, and then Bechor Yivoruch Yisrael, Rashi says, everyone will tell his kids, Yisim Choloikim, Ke'efraim v'chemenashe. This is what we really do. Yisim Choloikim, Ke'efraim v'chemenashe, Hamalach HaGoyim, Yisim Goroi, V'chsanorim, V'chreim, V'chem, Shem, Shem, Shem. So some learn Pshat, kids. Kilo, everyone will bench his kids with the Broch that I gave Ephraim and v'chemenashe. But it's much more from that. Yisim Choloikim, Ke'efraim v'chemenashe. What is Ke'efraim v'chemenashe? So the Sfasem says Pshat, that every time is Yechidas HaDoyos. Shoinim, Achroinim, Amiroim, Tanoim, Rabban Svaroim, Geroinim, Nevim, Anshiknes HaGdoilo. There's a drop. Poisk is Maneinu, Achroin is Maneinu, Rosh HaYeshiva is different. The Heintiker is different Madregas. It was one time there was no drop. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is drops, yeah? There's one time there's no drop. It's 12 shifts they go, then Yosef has two kids, and these two kids get upgraded, they also become shifts they go. So it was one time there was no Yerida Sadeyas. B'chol Yevorech Yisrael, that a person will bench his kids, that they will not have a Yerida Sadeyas. They will stay in the same Madrege. This is the reason they were choose. Here the Madrege is, not much a person be like Yaakov, what is the point? But be like Yaakov, be like Avraham, be like Moshe, so be like Ephraim and Menashe. So now we're telling them, you be Ephraim and Menashe. Maybe be Avraham Avinu. Why Ephraim and Menashe? If you, someone called me yesterday, he told me, no, you know why Ephraim and Menashe? You heard, you know, if you want to be Rabbi Eger, you become Rosh Hashiva. If you want to be Rosh Hashiva, you'll be nobody, yeah? It's no Shaykhus. I said, but say, want to be Avraham Avinu. We're not asking why Ephraim and Menashe and not Chebel Yashe. We're asking from everyone in that generation, why to choose Ephraim and Menashe? The answer, Ephraim and Menashe was a mile that they managed to keep up. And the B'chaim Valoshin said on the Goyen, Kerashbo ve'ulei Keramban. So the B'chaim Valoshin said, that the Goyen is Kerashbo ve'ulei Keramban. But there was no Guzmois, yeah? Kerashbo ve'ulei Keramban. So the Goyen also managed, B'chaim Valoshin, to hold up a Madrega. So the Broch is to the kids that they will not have a Yerida. It's one vote. The verse is noch a vote. That all the Shvatim, they grew by the father. Klal Yisrael are going out to Golis. Ephraim and Menashe were in Mitzrayim. Remember, Yaakov didn't believe that Yosef, Ahud Yosef, Bli Chai, spoke last week, he didn't believe that he's alive. In Mitzrayim you could stay through. It's not Shaykh. No Yala Aladas. Ephraim and Menashe grew and became Shvatim dear. So even without the Sviva, B'chol Yevorech Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Alamo will tell the kids, like Ephraim and Menashe managed without the Zayde, without the Matzah of Aram. They managed in Mitzrayim to grow. A Yid called me from America yesterday, he told me a vote. First he said that, first vote, yeah. But he said, instead of a Mechosh of a person, I don't know, maybe I have to say it a little bit different. But he said that, why Ephraim and Menashe? We have so much. He said, well, people will bench their kids, yeah? Rashi says, Abol Evorech is bono. It's bono, it's bono, it's bono. Evorech b'bichos v'yoy ma'ish lebnoi. Bono, lebnoi, this is a chomer, it's busy. Kids, bono, bnoi. Rashi starts bono. He says, the first time that was a family that they got along, Shem Shemayim, not... So the first family, Avraham, Yitzchak and Ishmael. Then it was Yaakov and Esau. Then when everything was Kodesh, it was a Machlekes Hashem Shomayim. Yosef and the Achim. Ephraim and Menashe, Ephraim was the Talmud Chochem, Menashe was the Mashbir, but they were together. So the bracha for the kids is Alamol, that will be that Achdus of Ephraim and Menashe. The world is nice. If Chashma person said it, that's a good vote. ויאמר ישראל אל יוסף הנה אנכי מעיס ואני נשאתי לך שכם אחד אחד על אחיך אשר לקחתי מיד האמורי בחרבי ובקשתי. This pasuk is a very very shvere pasuk. We know the history that Shechem, two people fought, Shimon ולוי. Soon they will get a good clue for that. Oh, Rapom Kiroz. But we know, no suffix, that the ones that got us Shechem, Shimon ולוי Achi. Yaakov says, Yosef, listen, Chalukah Zeret Yisrael is for everyone. But I have a spot that belongs to me. I took it. I won it. I'm giving it to you. Yosef asks his father, what is that spot? Shechem, remember? I fought. B'chalbi v'kashti. I took the place. It's for you. Shimon ולוי took it. So Rashi already starts. It's above Gemara, above Basra, Tanchume. But we'll take the uncle who says it klor. B'charbi u'bekashti b'tzloisi u'bayusi. They went to fight. I was davening. Rashi really says it here. V'yelcho la'ir betach b'schus tfilas avoysom. Tfilas. So first is a gewaldic vote. The Mefarshim say, what is b'charbi u'bekashti? The Goyen says it. So the charbi v'kashti. Charbi is the sword, yeah, I don't know how to call it in English, and kashti is the arrow, yeah? Something like that. So he says, b'tzloisi u'bayosi. He did two things, b'charbi u'bekashti. Rashi says, b'chokhme v'betfili, I don't know what Rashi means, but the Targum says, b'tzloisi u'bayosi. Zog the Goyen. That's a big yesod. Tefillah has two parts. There's a part that is a cherev, is a knife, and there's a part that is a keshet. What is the difference, a cherev or in a keshet? A cherev, you take a knife, you chop off the head. It's a very good one. Touch it. It's over. Keshet, you have a little arrow. Yeah? Take the little arrow, touch the person, doesn't make nothing, right? Pull it, and then you leave go, boom, it hits, yeah? If you pull it even stronger, it goes more. The more is a pressure when you pull it. There's two kinds of tefillahs, like the guy. There's a tefillah like Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla. It's a cherev, it's done. You say Shmonesre, it cuts. Then, there's another zach. The person davens his own tefillah, Hashem, give me siyata d'shmaya to be a Talmid Chacham. Please, I want to be a Talmid Chacham. I want to love learning. It's a private tefillah. Dear, the deeper, the stronger that he davens, it works better. It's charbi v'kashti. Tzloisi u'ba'usi. God says, mi sheyesh l'choy lebetech beisoy, yeylech etzel chacham sheyevakesh rach mimolov. V'kashti. That special tefillah and this special person that is sick now, you can't use the main tefillah. You have to use the private tefillah, the bikashti. Chabi is not enough, you have to use the bikashti. So this is what Yaakov said, I used the chabi bikashti, b'meile it's my. So Chatzke Levinshein will say, Alemol, look what Yaakov is saying. He's saying to his kids, he's saying to Yosef, this is mine, I doubt it. The emune that tefillah has to be like a knife. Chazal say when Achashverosh was geizel de gzeira, so was Pesach, Mordechai and Esther made a tainis lela seda. We will think lela seda to make a tainis. Purim is another year, yeah? Okay, some people in Tavis really think Purim, Seder. Of a Pesach to think about Purim, yeah? It's Matzah. Not only to do the mitzvah k'mo yishetzorich, Matzah, with the ganze yichudim. Yitzyeinu b'yad chazoko b'zrayi netuyo, kilo atzma yotzo b'mitzrayim. And hopefully, after Pesach, the Nayonim will sit down and make a tefillah. So Avad Reb Chatzkel explains, Weistois, they felt of the Gzeirah is now, Hashem wants Tfilas now. If Hashem wants Tfilas after Pesach, the Gzeirah could be after Pesach. Yeah. Sometimes something bad happens to the person says, you know what? Sunday I will daven for it. When is Sunday? If Hashem will want you to daven Sunday, he will give you the pekel on Sunday. The pekel is now. Go to the corner and daven now. But he said, what would be if Haman would walk in the street, Pesach, and someone would just come by and chop him off? For sure, it would be a mitzvah to chop him off right away, right? Say, wait. The koach nefesh. Tefillah is chabi v'kashti. Haman is dangerous, you know what he's doing. Kill him right away. You daven, you're killing him. We have to feel tefillah is chabi v'kashti. Sometimes the parents, they have problems with the kid. So they take him to help, this help, to that help. You know, they come to me, yads with me. Was, laher, ahim. So they get this psychologist, this doctor, this help, this chavrus, everything. The father pays money. These things are very expensive. Tell the father that, you daven. Today we did the kid. 10 years old, 5 years old. He went to the doctor. You daven? Yeah, I daven Shmonesra. I said, no. You're putting so much money to do help. You have to remember that tefillah is charbi v'kashti. Yaakov says, this is mine. I did it. They fought. Person has to feel the koyach of tefillah is a koyach of charbi v'kashti. Koyach is charbi v'kashti. ויגו יעקב אל בונו ויאמר אוספו ואגיד לכם את אשר יקרא עשרם באחיס היומי. הקרבצו ושמו בני יעקב ושימו אל ישראל אביכם. So this פסוקים, זה רמב"ם אב היה? The Rambam in Perik Aleph Miches Krishme, Halacha Dalet, Akoyre Krishme Kshu Goymer Posu Krishim Oymer Belachash Boruch Shem Kevoid. Velo Mo Koyrim Kem, why we say Boruch Shem in the middle of Krishme? מסוירס היא בידינו שבשור שקיבץ יעקב הובינו אסבונו במצרים בשעס מצוסרי ציבום וזירזום על ייחוד השם ועל דרך השם שהולך בו אברום מצרק אוביב ושואה לא יסוד בוא נאי שמו יש בכם פסוילס מי שאין העומד אימי בייחוד עודן כל העולם עונו לו ישמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד כלומר, שמע הובינו ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד. פוסח הזוקן ואונו ברוך שם כבוי מלכוס אלוהי לבד. מסוירס בידינו, אז איזה ברמב"ם. מסוירס בידינו. ונאם יעקב הובינו קורד הסקינץ, זוי את הכסף משנה. גמור בפסוחים, אומר משום מלוי, ויקרו יעקב לבונו ביקש יעקב לגלס לבונו מסקץ היומים. נסתל כבנו שכינו, אומר שמו חס ושולם יש מתו סיפסול. כי אברום שיוצא ישמואל, ואובי יצחק שיוצא איסו. אמרו לי, בוא נשמע ישראל, השם לקינו, השם אחד. אמר ברוך שם כבוד מלכוס אלוהי למבואת. So, the Gemara adds that we read the parsha, ויקרו יעקב אל בונו ויאמר, האסבו ויגידו לכם אשר יקרו אתכם באחיס היומים, happened here something. He wanted a megala the kids, v'nistalko mimenu shchino. He kopzu v'shimu bnei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avicha. So the ma'aseh, he didn't know why is nistalko shchino. So he said, maybe one of you are apostle, maybe one of you are not kosher, maybe one of you are like Esau, maybe I don't have the hainu. Avram didn't say the kids, because his kids were not going to have the kids. It's Yishmael. Yitzchak didn't say the kids because it's Esav. But Yaakov, everyone was okay, so he wanted to tell them the kids, and he stalk a shchino. So he got very worried, maybe Taka also not. He told him, Baruch Shem Kevoit. What is it in Rambam, what is it in the Gemara? Mesoyer is beyodeinu. on azokin vama boruch shem kevoit. Aber so, but what is going in the psukim? So the Malbim takes it the next step. This is the Gemara. It's Chazal. It's Gepaskin and Rambam. You don't have to have a Rambam to pass in a Gemara. But I heard one of the Pshat. You know, sometimes Gemara says, I got it. This. You say, maybe there's different ways to understand the got it. Yeah? It's Chaz Mishalom. It's also because. But the Rambam passes like a Halochim. Messiah Rabbi Yodeinu, this is what happened there. Zokt, the Malbim, what is the difference if He'osfu and He'koptsu? He says, He'osfu means you put things together. He'koptsu, you take pieces that are not attached and you attach them. Lemoshul, Vayasif Yisrael Esraglo Velamito. We'll see later when Yaakov finishes to give the bracha, he puts his feet into his bed. But he's not connecting it, it's his feet. He just puts it together. He doesn't have to stick them together, they're one thing. He'koptsu, in Chazal's Alamol, you take different pieces. The Malbim brings down a lot of Lashonis, Akapetz, Nidche Yisrael, different pieces that you put together. Zog the Malbim, Yaakov taught that his kids are Meuchodim, this Achdus. Shemishul is Marichan it very much. So he said, Osvu, Vagid Lochem is Asher Ikru Eschim Beachris Hayom. Lemaise, he saw that there's no Shechir Shoiro. So he asked him, maybe one is Apikoiris here. They told him, no, all of us are Ksheirim. Baruch Shem Kevoy Malchum. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Yisrael Ovinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. No, so why the Shechina doesn't want to tell me to tell you? The Teretz is felt in the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And only when it be Achdus in Klal Yisrael, Mashiach will come. He kopt zu v'shmud ne Yaakov. This is what he told him. I thought the osfu. I thought you just gather together to the room. I see you need your avoido if he kopt zu. The pirud is not sholem. You have to have a shleimus. When you'll have to have a shleimus, and you'll have a shleimus, then Mashiach will come. The Shem Shmuel says, this be'etzem, which is alamol, and av ha-schinom, ha-sina schinom, was the chulm. The pshat is, the sina schinom was mamish nistarik shchina mi-Yisrael. When there's no achdus in klal Yisrael, shchina ain't a shayr bi-Yisrael. You need ganz klal Yisrael to be together. Chazal say lo yom imtayim li-Yisrael ki yem ha-kippurim ve-tu be'ov. So the Mabishlem Yom HaKippurim was Chatoim, Tu Be'ov, one Chazal, everyone knows B'nai Yisrael, but the Ozik Mora says that Shevet Bin Yomin was Menudah for years out of Klal Yisrael, and in Tu Be'ov they were matter them to marry back in Klal Yisrael. Before she explained the time, very nice. The Teretz is the same idea. As if Yom HaKippurim is Yom Slicha V'Mechila and Hashem comes back to Klal Yisrael, when Shevet Bin Yomin was separate from Klal Yisrael, Shechina cannot be Shechina in Klal Yisrael. People don't understand. There's no musik to say, we will be good people. If there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael, Avada, for sure we have to be Mafkia. But if there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael, there's no mokim for Shechina to be Shechina in Klal Yisrael. To have Shechina Shechina in Klal Yisrael, you have to have Achdus. ויחל יעקב לצו הססבונו, ויאוסף רגלו ולמיתו, ויגבה ויוסף, ויפור יוסף הפני אובי, ויאבקו לו, ויישק לו. אובי ישביה מלמר, נחמייס, בקברי אשר קוריסי לי בארץ כנען, שום אותי גבריני. Rashi says that Yaakov didn't want to stay in Mitzrayim, Rashi at the beginning of the parasha says, because soifo li is kinim. וכברתני בקבורוס, אל לא תקבריני במצרים, Seifuli is a four kinim. Seifuli is a four kinim. So the Mefoshim asked the Kashe, Abba Yaakov stayed Sholem. So what is nervous that Seif a four is kinim? So what if the offer will be kinim? Some say the kinim could be mazikim, but the Gabriel they say that there's a din kvura be'oretz. To be covered in a dome. we killed him when we fought in the Kvur. It's only for a week, Chmiz, it's good, let's take off your business, what they said. They wanted to have a din Kvur in Ba'aretz, not Bikinim. So they go back there to Israel. So the Gemara says, in Saito, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says the story of the Kvur of Yaakov. It's a famous word of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that I want to tell on. Chazal say that they came to the Kvur of Yosef, of Yaakov. Esav came. Esav says, I'm sorry, I'm the Pchol. I have to be buried here. They told him, yeah, Yaakov sold the Pchol. Told him to say that. So what if he sold the Pchol? Well, Esav had a title. I deserve to go in, not Yaakov. And he's right. We're two brothers. Two spats. Avraham and his wife. Yitzhak and his wife. Two brothers. How we have to divide it? One for me, one for Yaakov. So he told him, yeah, our father bought. He said, what I sold? I sold the Chelik Poira. Of a Chelik Poshut stays. I deserve to get 3/4 and Yaakov a quarter, only a half of his wife. You know, we'll have to work out a deal. I sold him to have a half, my Chelik Poira. So now he has a half. But I also have a Chelik Poshut. So now Chelik Poira is divided. Aber if it's a third or a double, I'm a shaman. Aber he's not going to get the whole Maros HaMachpeh. So Memele, Esav Tainas, what is this chutzpah you bring Yaakov? Doesn't say that Yaakov told Esav, sell me everything what you have. Mechoyro li pchoyroscho. The mechira was on the pchoyro. Aber not more from the pchoyro. He told him, no, our father told us when he bought you out completely. I said, this doesn't make sense. He said, I want to see the paper. I said, okay, we have to see the paper, we have to go to Mitzrayim. Trying to explain, not that in the Cheder, you know, it's time Esav came to argue, okay? No, Esav came to Gemara, said, we're real time. Cheder's on Chelek Pchayro. So they said, Naftali. They said, Naftali. Tony runs to Mitzrayim. In the meantime, Gemara says Chushim ben Don was deaf, so he asked with his hands, "What is going on here?" So they told him, "Esav is disturbing here. He has tinnitus." So they pointed on Esav. He took a stick, hit Esav's head, chopped it off. Felt the Moros Machlech Pelo Yitzchok chopped it. Hador Lichsiv Loma Eshkal Shnechem Biyem Echod. Rivka had a nevuah that they will die in the same day. And the Gemara Paskins, we Paskin. For Yotzei Lemosha, for the first day, for the first year, the Yema Kvur is the Yotzei, yeah? The Yema Misa is Yema Kvur. So Yaakov and Esav came to the same day to the Kvur. Like the Chayash Levitz, it was 12 Shvatim. Now, it doesn't say that Don, that Chushim Wadon was wrong, yeah? It's not like stabbing, stab a person, yeah? Not that he was wrong. It looks like he did the right thing. So why 12 Shvatim didn't do it? So much Enik Lach of Yaakov, no one is a Kanoi. Only that deaf guy. Zogt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Esav came. They asked Esav, what do you want? He says, what's a machmele? It's all the pchayra. He said, yeah, pchayra. It's only one part. Yeah, when you hear that, Esav starts to sound right, right? He says, no, my father told me. He said, what my father told you? This doesn't make sense. Why I will sell it? He never asked me to buy it. Look at the psukim, yeah? So it made sense what Esav was timing. We'll check the papers again. Okay, our father told us to go there. But if Yaakov said that Yaakov knows what it is, you know, two more. Maybe Esav's right, maybe it's Yaakov. When you start to tumble with the Rosha, Aher, Ahin, Aher, Ahin, in the end already, becomes a Masu Uman. Chushim Ben Don was not involved in the whole argument. He was standing at the side. What he knows, someone is stopping Yaakov. You kill him right away. A lot of times, the kach of the Yitzhar is, one second, yes, why to do it? Why not to do it? Yes, to come Friday, not to come Friday. Everyone comes, yeah? 9:30, everyone's already learning. Not everyone is learning already. It's early, it's late. Yishan Amasu Umat. The kach is to fight the Yitzhar right away. It's a famous vote of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The Gemara says, Palti ben Laish, Shepoltoi. What was Palti ben Laish? They gave him to marry, he was a very choshviyad. Shaul HaMelech took him for a son-in-law, for his daughter Michal. The Maisa, she was married to David. Shaul hold that the Kiddushin of David will not Teifes. So he forced her to marry Michal Bas Shaul. Him and Michal Bas Shaul really hold it that they are. That she's Eishes Ish. So what he did? Noat Zcherev, he put a knife and he said, someone that will do something, this is what he told his wife, his forced marriage wife. He told her, listen, if one is doing a maise, we'll be killing him. This is the way he managed to hold himself not to do the aveira. No one is there. When he decides to do it, he takes the knife, puts it in the side, and goes over and does the aveira. He doesn't want to do it. What is the noatz cheret? In the first moment when he was put into the room with this Isha, him and her knew Eishes Ish. You stayed together, you get to know her, yeah? The Mayas is Shol Tainas as Nish. I mean, the Sanhedrin are quiet. Muchach, maybe Nish, maybe yes. Melech Peretz Geda, maybe the Afkor of the Kiddushin, maybe David is really killed, the Chasofik, Sveksveke, you know, maybe only in the Gears. Like this it starts. He wanted to remember the first moment when he was strong. So he put a cheref. Then I was holding to stab if someone will do it. That, holding the cheref in the hand, gave him the koyach alemol to stay in the same matziv and the same koyach not to do the aveira. Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this is Chushim ben Dan. Every person has that first moment. But the Yitzhak's koyach is, you go into a masu matan. Sometimes a guy knows about it, he's not leaving early. Chas v'sholem. Early for the Zman. Then he says, Chas v'sholem. What about you say after Shabbos? So 2 days only left after Shabbos. You know, I can leave Yom Chamishi, not so bad, yeah? So Yom Chamishi, I'll leave one day before Yom Chamishi, but it's so bad. So that last week of the Zman, you know what, I can leave in the beginning of the week. It doesn't start at the beginning, we'll leave 10 days early. Yeah, that does. But first, the last 2 days, no. Everyone's leaving in Chamishis. I'm leaving a day before everyone, yeah? This is the koyach of the Yitzhak. But when a person is not nishpa, when mele, he goes glach. Vayiru achi Yosef kimei saviyim, vayimru lu yistameinu Yosef, vahoshiv yoshiv lonu yiskol ha-ro asher gomalnu oisre. ויצבו אל יוסף לימר, וביכו ציבו לפני מויסי לימר, כי סומרו ליוסף, אונו סונו פשע אחיכו, כי רו גמולוכו. ואת עושנו לפשע עבדי אלוקי אביכו. וייף, ויאמר אליהם יוסף, אל תירו, כי התחס אלוהים אנוכי. אתם חשבתם על הרוע, אלוהים חשובו לטויבו, למען אסריס כהיים הזה להכריס עם רוב. ואתו אל תירו, those are the pasuk. So the famous Rabbi Bechaye says on this pasuk, all the Balamusa bring it down la aloche. The brothers really went and they asked Mechila. Lemaise, the end of the story of Mechila. Yosef, the brothers are coming to ask Mechila. We know Asur Aruge Malchus is connected to Chetem Mechiras Yosef. The Shaila is, but the brothers asked Mechila. So some say, yeah, you asked Mechila when your father died and you're scared he will kill you, yeah? So felt in the Mechila, it was not really Mibifnit, it was Mibachutz. I mean, Bechaya says, they asked Mechila, but Yosef was never Meichel. Not that he was Makbid. Yosef told him, Al tirou, atem chashavtem laro, Elohim chashavu letoivo, you didn't do nothing bad. Hashem wanted me to be the king of Mitzrayim. You're only the shluchim to send me to Mitzrayim. Thank you very much that you sent me to Mitzrayim. So, Rabbeinu Bechaya, a person has to know, person has to know something about Bechaya. When someone asks Mechila, A lot of times the guy say, nah, it was nothing, don't worry. Same moicha. And nothing. It worked out the best. Chavrusa doesn't come, he asks Mechilu from his Chavrusa. He says, Baruch Hashem, it's good he didn't come, I managed to learn better, yeah? So lo mishane, let him to be moichali. He did a havle. The guy was sitting himself, he did a havle. Ask, let him to be moichali. For a havle medabet in Mechilu. ויוסף לא אומר לאחים סולחתי כדבריכם אלא אומר אלוהיקים חשובו וכיוון שלא ימוך לא יסייחת על זה בוא להם עשור הרוגי מלכוס רגע, a lot of time kids go to the parents to ask מחיל if I say it's okay, it's okay פעל במייכל says yes, מייכל A lot of times he said, well, I have to ask Michiel, I became so friendly with him, he forgot that I did it, yeah? I made up already with him. We mamash, best friends. Best friends. He said, was never upset with the Achim. He said, there's nothing more to ask Michiel. It's like, in Bechaya, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. You have to learn to ask Michiel, to bet Michiel. It says in the Brocher, of Yaakov, to the Ephraim and Menashe. I'll say a word, different word, I never said it. So Mitzvah Gizrachi brings down a word. I'm not so sure if it's the Pshat. But I'll say it over, it's new by me. I only saw it yesterday from Mitzvah Gizrachi. It says, V'yagil liyokov v'yomer hine bincho Yosef bo ilecho וישחזק ישראל וישב על המיטה. Why he sat down? ויגיד ליעקב ויאמר הנך בנך יוסף בא אליך וישחזק ישראל וישב על המיטה. So the spooner says, לך וכבוד למלכוס. כפי האפשר לאוס, רשב"ם also says אפס, the das came from Balei HaTosfos, says why he sat down on the bed. וישחזק ישראל וישב על ראש המיטה. I want to explain. It looks like he made a It was hard for him. So Rashi also says, Lach lekovet. Lo yrotzo levorchem kshehu bamito. Shelo yoymar mat nashchiv merar yiso birchosri. Velo yhoyo miyushev bedaitoi. He was saying, he was in the bed, he got to Adam Gover, he's sick, he gives a brocha, you're not sure if he knows brocha v'atzlocha, if he knows what he told you, yeah? Shelo yoymar asa brocha v'atzlocha, yeah? The Shaila, so they will say. Hashem knows that the bracha will work. What is so nervous? How did I ask him? Why is Chazak? So Rashi is pulling us. Hey, lach likovet lemalchus. Yaakov is teaching us, even if it's your son, it's a din of lach likovet lemalchus. That is a musik of lach likovet lemalchus. But the ask him says, no. Shleyem umat nashchiv mera. It's not real. He's not with it. And the duo will say, so, but about this, you could say, he wants his grandkids to feel good, yeah, good Zaydi. The good Zaydi of Yaakov, Yaakov was also a Zaydi. Get that? You could say another a little bit less Balabatish, Aldarich Balabatish, that the Maisa, he put a friend before Menashe. So he was planning to make a matzah, a friend before Menashe, right? And Bechoy Yevurach Yisrael. He's not with it, he changed it, yeah? He was going to do a matzah, a fry and far menashe. But everything what it means. But the Mitzvah Gizrachim was the hand of Pshat. He said, Gewaldike Wort. He brought down, I think, of the Tushinsky. Three Bochum came in to get a brocha. He asked the first brocha, Bochum, what do you want? Baruch said, I want the Baruch to be a Talmid Chochem, Shas, Babli, Tzadik. Festive Baruch. I said, Baruch, what do you also want? The same thing. made himself he didn't hear. The Tur Baruch, what do you want? Tzadik, and gave him a festa bracha. Asked him, what happened to the middle boy? He said, he didn't really ask for a bracha. So my bracha will not work. The bracha only works if you give it chashivus. The Gemara says, and Birkas Koyanim, that Amshav Asodo is the bracha doesn't go on there. So the lashon the Gemara and Soita is, why it doesn't go? So the Amar B'Simloi, Bezaknetz Shekulo Koyanim Kulam Oyim Ledochel, Lemi Mevorachim L'Amshav Asodos. ואותן בריד רבי מיכאל עם שאחרי הכהנים אינו בכלל הברוכה לא יקשה הוד אנצי הוד לא יאנצי האינו בסכנס אחרי הכהנים לא יאנצי אלא שאין הברוכה חשוב עליהם להכיר רגליהם ליש כנגד המבורכים הילכך אינו בכלל ברוכה זאת רשי כיוון שאינו חשוב עליהם בברכס כהנים. Some people, they know, because Kayan, especially Eretz Yisrael, they're not makpi to move from the Mizrach to stand opposite the Kayanim, yeah? It's not so choshe for them. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Chaim Shulevit says, Yaakov Avinu, tit remes le'yankov. Yaakov Avinu. Stole the Pchayro from Esav. It's a terrible zach. He cheated him for a... So, the Talmud says, Esav didn't think that it's important. So what if he didn't think that it's important? But he fell. So later, he only got his head in the Amoraz HaMachpelah, yeah? It's Chushim, Chushdev, for him, yeah? What is the answer? Zad Yom Chayim Shmulevitz, Val V'Izev Yaakov V'Esav V'Sabchoyro, so the Pchoyro is taken that word by him. It's not a stealing. It's a terrible Zach. Anders Ogen Anders. Finish the Magid Medubne with a good taste, but before the Magid Medubne, he says a person in the middle of Seder goes out to shmooze for someone for 2 minutes. So it means that learning by him is less important from shmoozing, right? So the schada is going to get for the hours that he learned is like a gishmak of shmoozing outside. Because this is what he values you. How much is machshiv? It will pay him. How much is worth for him to learn? Less than a trip. Because if we get a good trip, he will leave the Seder. So up to the Shemayim, they give him a trip to the Chalmon. This has been a Gan Eden for the whole Zman. Because by him, he's masking to stop the Gemara for this trip, right? So how much he values the Shabbos of learning? A good trip. How much someone invites him, Chalil Vachas, to eat in a hotel, Lel Shabbos, yeah? And he goes. So how much is worth him 4 hours of learning Lel Shabbos? A meal in the King something, yeah? So what he gets for next week that he learned, he comes to the Shemayim, they'll give him the same waiters and food, that is what he wants. Ruchnius is lefi the amount that you machshiv it. If the kids will not feel that Yaakov was mevorech midegan to Yaakov, the broche will not be chal. Now, I'm not saying what some people take this vault, that if you believe in someone that broche works, it works even if he doesn't have a koyach. This we don't hold for. This is a different bismelish also. We don't hold for that. That you can make the guy big that could give you a bracha. It's a different bismelish. But what an our bismelish we are saying, that when someone is big and you're not machshiv his bracha, it doesn't work. You need a condition. My father told me that the Baba Sali told him that. My father was not a chassid of him, but he told me that he asked the Baba Sali once, I don't know if you heard about him, his father Mekubal lived in the Tivot. He was considered a very big Mekubal, Melumad Benisim, family, Chatzera. He has kids all over the country today. But so he would give like water to put Yeshua's. Someone would come and tell him that the guy can't drink the water, he's sick. So they would tell him, pour it on him. He said, no, he's very sick. And I said, don't pour it on him. You can't do water. But let his kids to drink. So he said, the pshat is, I benched the bracha, the water, but only when a person really believes in the bracha could work. So I give it to the person, I tell him to make a shahakul, it works. If that person can't know what is happening, at least his kids need to believe in the bracha to make the bracha to bichal. So the kids drink the water. It's not the pshat, the kids drink. It's the same. The bracha is there. The reason you have to bring the water is you connect to believing to the bracha. Then the bracha is chal. So this is what Yitzchak Zachi says. Shelo yachshavu that the bracha is donish. Only when they believe that the bracha, if Yaakov is a bracha, this is why they finish with a good taste of the Magid Medubna. The Magid Medubna says, don't worry that you will get a schar, like only like a trip. He says, you're right, a bachur is masking to miss his man to go to a trip. And I'm asking now, any guy here, yeah? Some guys in the marshal are masking, take a businessman, yeah? He's speaking outside in a business and he misses tefillah b'tzibul. For how much? For $10, for $100, for $200, he came late. A guy schmoozes outside, misses mincha for a schnitzel, yeah? I'm asking you, go over to every guy here and tell him, listen, you learned an hour today? I want to give you $100 to get it on Havik. You're asking to sell it? You know one guy that we're asking to sell it? No. Someone wants to buy this man that you learned for $10,000, all this chav of this man. You're asking to give it to him? I don't know what you did last month. The last month you were learning. The beginning of this month you were not here. Last month you learned. What is the pshat? So he says, a yid is machshiv teire millions. And this is the schar that Hashem will give us. And after a person learned, he's not masking to sell it for nothing. As a balabos to sell you a schar of one tefillah for money, he will not sell it. Even if he shmuzes outside and he's trying to make $5 instead of davening. He says, before it's happening, it's an Isayah. Then it's the Yitzhahar. He makes you to think that it's not important. And the minute that you finish the Isayah, you don't sell for nothing, because the Yid knows what is the Schar of Tayyar, the Magen Medubna. Ready.
Ready.